A reading of the Gospel according to Matthew. Chapter 7. Ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for bread, will give a stone? Or if the child asks for a fish, will give a snake? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Brothers and sisters, this text of the Gospel of Matthew, when I first read it, I say, what shall I say? How can we preach about a text that says that every time you ask, you've got an answer? In many ways, it goes against our experience. How many times are we frustrated? And I cannot help thinking of the people who have been victims, let's say, of murders or attacks in my country, South Africa. And they say, why me? The people who became HIV positive, they also say, why me? I never asked for it. The people who fail, the people who are sick. I also think of the old people who see their health going down and down every day, and they pray for staying fit, and it does not work. So certainly a major part of our experience is very different from what we hear here. People ask, and their prayers are not answered. So what did Jesus want to say? Well, the first thing, of course, is that that is not all our experience. We also have so many occasions when we asked and we received what we were looking for. It's enough to visit a sanctuary of popular devotion to Our Lady of Lourdes, for instance, to see all those ex-votos of people who say thank you for a grace received. We do receive a lot, actually. It's also something which would help us at least a little bit to understand what Jesus meant. There are cases where immediately a door is closed. We want something, but it does not work. Later, we realize that the fact that that door was closed was in fact good news for us, because later another opportunity, much better, comes. And in retrospect, we were happy that what we wanted at the time has not happened. This life is a mysterious wisdom somewhere, which means that it's not what we want immediately, which we need, but things come their way. And reflecting about this difficult text, and I would like to reiterate the fact that it's a difficult text. There are people to whom I would not like to read this text, at least easily. I think there's a deep meaning, and the last part of the text gives us a clue. It's, I think, all about God and not us. The core of the message, the key point of the message, is that God is a loving God. It's very simple to say. We're used to that. But when you think about it, it's a profound mystery that in the world, the complicated and diverse world where we live, with so many good and bad things, happiness and sadness, there is mysteriously, in a way that we don't see and don't understand, a sort of order that ultimately God wants something good for us. And if Jesus spent his time preaching to his disciples, it's because this good will of God, this generosity of God, is not visible. It needs to be told to people. So I would not like to take this text as a quick fix. Answer and everything will be fine. No, it doesn't work like that. But we need to understand that we should place ourselves under the sign of the gift. If we have a state of mind in which we accept that ultimately everything is given, we don't do things, we receive them. If we understand the world and ourselves like that, we will gradually understand the wisdom of this text. Amen.